Joining me in the studio now is our representative in Salem. It is Mr. Boomer Wright. How are you doing?
I'm doing just ducky. Thank you.
I got to tell you, and I hope nobody else in the listening audience gets offended, but of all the people I talk to on a regular basis, you are probably the favorite of person that I enjoy speaking with.
Well, that goes both ways, George.
Henry. I really enjoy this. I mean, you're always so upbeat and always so pleasant, so it's always good to hear from you.
Well, it seems there's a lot of negative things going on in the world, and you know, I tend to, as you said, to be a positive person, to look at things as being more than half the glass half full. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you drink half the glass, you just fill it back up again.
That's right.
So do you want to start with anything particular, or do you want to talk about what's happening in Salem first?
Well, I would like
catch
to
catch us up to date.
Officially announce that I will not be running for re-election this time.
Okay.
It's time for me to do other things, and my health issues are there, and both for my wife and I, and so we take care of those. So I'll finish out 2026 with a variety of things I already have cooking, and then we'll go from there.
So would this have been an election year if you had decided to continue on?
26 is election year, yes.
Okay, yeah. So are there any plans? Can we talk about who you might support in that position coming up?
There's a young lady that's worked for me and worked in Washington, D.C. For some senators and is now working in the Republican office and has worked for senators and myself, as I mentioned.
And may I also say, I believe she was a Viking Hour.
She was a Viking Hour. Claire Lynn, I think she is a Cracker Jack. Somebody asked me that the other day. I was at a school and I mentioned that and they said, Mr. Wright, what's Cracker Jack?
Yeah, there's some people that won't get that, a reference there. Yeah.
But she's a good one. I'm looking forward to having her in office and carrying on what I've been doing. We have the same thoughts and values and direction of where to go and interests. So I think she's going to be a good one.
Yeah, she's definitely a wonderful person. I've known her for years, really enjoyed her and meeting her and getting to know her through Viking Hour and, of course, through her family. It's been really great. So,
yep.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice if you're going to have somebody
Absolutely.
Step in there.
I have no doubts at all about her.
Yeah. So what about what's been going on in Salem? I mean, anything new? I mean, a lot of laws came into effect this year, we know.
Yeah, some good and some bad. Yeah. Well, of course, the big thing coming up is going to be the transportation. Absolutely.
They mean you are talking about the gas tax referendum?
Yes,
okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The transportation bill, I'm concerned that there may be some hijacking down the road, and trying to eliminate the opportunity for us to move that referendum forward.
How could that happen?
Well, they can pass laws.
That would prohibit that from happening?
It is possible. But the one thing that they'll probably do is that they'll try to go back and at least pretend like they're going to cut back on things. So they'll compromise a little bit. On this, I don't see a compromise happening. The Republicans they suggested a bill that would not take more taxes, and that was basically said they didn't want to do that. They had their own agenda, and so with that in mind, I will be working toward making sure that referendum in total goes through as it is without any amendments or anything like that. There's money there. We just need to better use the money that we have.
I think that's kind of what everybody thinks in all of politics now, is that are we using our money as smartly as we can be?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the concept, too, I read something the other day that I thought was very applicable to our conversation, and that is when power settles, it spreads. So if you start thinking about in the last three decades with the Democrats being in charge with their progressive agenda, you can see how they've spread to all kinds of things. They have their own little pet projects every year or every couple of years, biennium-wise. and we've just doing too much. We're trying to meet all the needs of society, and that's not what we're there for. We're there to fix things and make sure that we support the public, not basically say, this is what the public has to do. It's kind of like education. We want kids to be able to taught to think, not what to do.
Well, the old philosophy, hand up, not hand out.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you even curb that? I mean, we've gotten so far apart on both sides to where there's almost no bipartisan abilities to come together on stuff. How do we get back to where we can start agreeing on stuff?
I think I see a little thawing of that up in the legislature. I think that both the Democrats and the Republicans are working better together because essentially they see that things aren't working the way that they hoped they would. You know, if you do things and they don't work, you don't just pile on more of the same thing. You need to change direction. And I think I see that happening. I have more contact now with the Democrats. We're collegial and we work together. I've got several bills that I'm working with them and trying to get it through, and they seem to be very supportive and being more supportive. They don't have to be. Boy, right now there's 37 of them, and there's just about 23 of us. So it's really tough to be in the minority, I'll tell you. But like I said, it seems people are working better together.
Now, it's been decades since I've been in civics class. So is the way the state legislature works similar to the federal in that you might have a bill and then they kind of can pork stuff on there that they want, their pet projects and things? Does that happen in the state legislature as well, or not so much?
If you're going to have compromise at all, which, you know, one of the things I read years ago is that the difference between the United States and other countries is that we compromise. We realize we're not going to get everything we want, but we compromise. But the concept then has to be that they do things by amendments. So a bill can be hijacked. For instance, if I don't name it correctly or I don't specifically say what it's for, then it can go like over to the Senate and be hijacked and become something totally different and with things on it that I may or may not like. So, yeah, it can happen. You just have to keep a good eye on your bills as they go through.
What are some things that the local folks and the state folks need to be looking at in the next coming year that might draw some eyes towards that you can see? Anything?
Well, I mean, the kinds of things that they have been working on, and they haven't done a very good job at housing. I mean, we've got to do some different types of zoning to make sure that we can build more housing. If we don't, we can't have workers coming in and doing the jobs. If the hospital wants more doctors, where are our doctors going to live? You know, where are nurses going to live? Where are teachers going to live? So we have to work off. I think Florence in general has done a dang good job. I think Rob Ward, as mayor, has done a wonderful job in making sure that there is building within the community. You know, there's a new project going over by the City Hall, or not City Hall, but the police station. Yeah, so I think Florence has done some good stuff. Also down south, I see some building, Coos Bay, North Bend. They're doing some things like that. Education, you know, obviously healthcare. When people come into a community, that's what they ask for. What's the educational system look like? Do I have adequate health care? Do I have housing? And those are probably the top three things that people are looking for that we have to really work hard to come up with some differences. However, I have been and will continue to be very proud of the people who live here on the coast. They're very resilient, and they understand that waiting on the state of Oregon to help them fix things takes an immense amount of time and may or may not happen. So we kind of do things on our own. We work together and make sure that the money is available to do the kinds of things that are important to the community.
What does the state legislators have to do with the port and rail project down in Coos Bay? Are you guys fairly involved in that?
Well, not specifically.
Is it more federal?
It's more at the federal level right now. Representative Hoyle and our senators are working on that. Are very, very supportive. We took $100 million, which I was part of, to give them for our dredging and those kinds of things. So it is moving forward. My understanding also of the Trump administration is that they're very supportive. So I think slowly this will happen, and I think it's going to be really good for the community of particularly Southern Oregon coast.
We were talking about housing a minute ago, and we had a chamber meeting the other day where we talked about a saturation point where Florence at some point is going to not have any more room to build. Do you see that as an issue, or do you guys talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all along the coast, what I've researched a little bit I think it was either Austin, Texas or Houston, Texas, of what they've done. And basically that is to take our parcels of land and allow people to do like ADUs, you know, like mm-hmm. a grandmother or a mother-in-law suite, to be able to do that on those properties. We're going to have to take a real hard look at how we're using land, and we're going to have to use it more effectively. Single-family housing is wonderful, but we need to be able to have housing. And I don't know how many phone calls I get and saying, why can't I build a room on for my father or my mother or my grandparents? Why can't I do that? And I don't have much answer for them other than we don't have the laws right now, the zoning laws that allow that to happen.
Well, I know our city does pretty good at that.
Yes,
county's a little tougher
yeah.
on getting that done, getting yeah. that taken care of.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming by.
It's always a pleasure.
I'm saddened that you're not going to be up for another run, you know, but like I said, we're not getting any younger, are we?
we're not. And I've had a pretty good run. I've got to do some things and work together with people. And the best part about this job is I got to meet different people I probably would never have been able to meet. And so that keeps me going every morning with a smile on my face.
There you go. Boomer Wright, thank you so much. And good luck in your future endeavors. I hope you do get to do some traveling.
I will definitely do that, George Henry.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, it concludes our town for this month of January. Listen next month for more interesting and informative interviews right here on Coast Radio.